Unit 4, Test 1, Section 1.
Number 1. Checking information is very important.
Number 2. The newspapers are then delivered by lorry, plane, or rail.
Number 3. They telephone people and fix a time for a party.
Number 4. Writing headlines is a good way of improving your English.
Number 5. China has its own English language newspaper, the China Daily.
Number 6. We got up early in the morning before the sun rose.
Number 7. The China Daily is published in Beijing and is a daily newspaper.
Number 8. They discuss the main event of the day.
Number 9. The China Daily is popular with students of English who read it in order to improve their English.
Number 10. Speed is very important for newspaper reporters.
Section 2. Number 11. My watch was working all right, but now it has stopped.
Number 12. It started raining this morning and it hasn't stopped yet.
Number 13. Sue put her sweater on the bed and so did Jane.
Number 14. Nancy can't come at 3, but she can at 4.
Number 15. Anne has $4, but this pen is $2 more than that. Section 3. Number 16. Have you written your composition?
Not yet. I'm still doing math problems.
Question. What is the woman doing now? Number 17. Which dress do you plan to wear?
I like the blue one, but it's too dirty. I have to wear the red one.
Question. Why didn't the woman wear the blue one? Number 18. Did you meet Dick yesterday afternoon, Mary? He came to ask for his book.
I didn't meet Dick. I went to the cinema yesterday afternoon.
Question. What did Dick come to ask for? Number 19. Excuse me, can you tell me how I can get to the station?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here. Please ask the policeman over there.
Question. Why didn't the woman tell the man the way to the railway station? Number 20. Now let's practice some spoken English. Suppose you were in London for the first time.
Will you please say it again, sir?
Question. Where did the conversation most likely take place? Test 2, Section 1.
Hello. Glad to meet you, Mr. Black. My name is Wang Jun. I'm a reporter from CCTV. May I have a talk with you about what happened last night?
All right. Last night I was walking home from work when I saw smoke coming from a house near the street. I realized that the house was on fire.
What did you think at that time?
I had no time to think. The only idea is to call the fire department to put it out, because I'm a citizen.
What did you do after that?
I rushed to press the fire button and entered the burning house.
And then what did you do?
I went upstairs. About 3 minutes later, I carried the two children to safety. With the help of the firemen, the fire was put out.
You are a kind, brave man. You set a good example for other citizens. All the people should learn from you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello. Glad to meet you, Mr. Black. My name is Wang Jun. I'm a reporter from CCTV. May I have a talk with you about what happened last night?
All right. Last night I was walking home from work when I saw smoke coming from a house near the street. I realized that the house was on fire.
What did you think at that time?
I had no time to think. The only idea is to call the fire department to put it out, because I'm a citizen.
What did you do after that?
I rushed to press the fire button and entered the burning house.
And then what did you do?
I went upstairs. About 3 minutes later, I carried the two children to safety. With the help of the firemen, the fire was put out.
You are a kind, brave man. You set a good example for other citizens. All the people should learn from you. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Section 2, number 5. Shall I get an apple for you?
Number 6. Sir, could I have your last name, please?
Number 7. Let's visit our car factory on Sunday, shall we?
Number 8. How is Jack's mother?
Number 9. Have you seen my magazines, Mary? Section 3. Almost every family buys at least one copy of a newspaper every day. Some people even buy as many as 2 or 3 different newspapers. But why do people read newspapers? 500 years ago, news of important happenings took months and even years to travel from one country to another. The news passed from mouth to mouth and was sometimes not true. Today, we can read in our newspapers about important events that occurred in faraway countries on the same day they happened. Besides supplying news from all over the world, newspapers give us a lot of other useful information. There are weather reports, radio, television, and film guides, book reviews, stories, and of course, advertisements. There are all sorts of advertisements. Large companies pay the newspapers thousands of dollars for the advertising space to bring attention to their products so that their products can go into almost every home in the country. For those who produce newspapers, advertisements make it possible for them to sell their newspapers at a low price and still make some money. Newspapers often have information on education, art, and fashion, as well as a small but very popular section on jokes and cartoons. Almost every family buys at least one copy of a newspaper every day. Some people even buy as many as 2 or 3 different newspapers. But why do people read newspapers? 500 years ago, news of important happenings took months and even years to travel from one country to another. The news passed from mouth to mouth and was sometimes not true. Today, we can read in our newspapers about important events that occurred in faraway countries on the same day they happened. Besides supplying news from all over the world, newspapers give us a lot of other useful information. There are weather reports, radio, television, and film guides, book reviews, stories, and of course, advertisements. There are all sorts of advertisements. Large companies pay the newspapers thousands of dollars for the advertising space to bring attention to their products so that their products can go into almost every home in the country. For those who produce newspapers, advertisements make it possible for them to sell their newspapers at a low price and still make some money. Newspapers often have information on education, art, and fashion, as well as a small but very popular section on jokes and cartoons.